Have you ever found yourself cast as the villain in someone else's love story? For literary agent Nora Steffens, this isn't just a hypothetical question, it's her reality. Known as the shark in publishing circles, Nora has built her reputation on razor-sharp instincts and unwavering commitment to her clients. She stalks Manhattan's publishing houses in tailored theory suits and Louboutin heels, securing seven-figure deals with ruthless efficiency. But despite her professional success, Nora has been dumped 4 times by boyfriends who leave her for small-town women who embody authentic living. She's not the protagonist of the small-town romance. She's the uptight career woman who gets left behind. What happens when that character finally gets her own story? What if the woman society has taught us to root against deserves her own happy ending? At the heart of this story lies the profound relationship between Nora and her pregnant sister, Libby. After their mother died of an aneurysm 12 years ago, 19-year-old Nora became Libby's guardian, abandoning college to work at a literary agency. She packed lunches, attended parent-teacher conferences, and helped her sister thrive. Now, with Libby, married with 2 daughters and another baby coming, their dynamic is shifting. When Libby suggests a vacation to Sunshine Falls, North Carolina, the setting of her client's best-selling novel, Nora agrees immediately, alarmed by the desperate edge in her sister's voice and bitten-down nails, anxiety signs not seen since their mother's death. Upon arrival, Sunshine Falls disappoints, appearing grayer and shabbier than the storybook setting described in the novel. Though Nora recognizes landmarks like the Stone Church and the General Store with its striped awning, she's disheartened to find the lending library is now a bar with beer signs. Libby produces a life-changing vacation list that includes wearing flannel, baking, and dating locals, essentially transforming Nora into a small-town romance heroine. Despite her resistance, Nora agrees to Libby's checklist, skinny dipping, sleeping under stars, even saving a local business. Nora's first day in Sunshine Falls brings a shock when she spots Charlie Lastra, the editor who rejected her client's manuscript, in the local coffee shop. After hiding and confirming his identity through ridiculous emails about Bigfoot erotica, Nora discovers Charlie actually grew up in this tiny town. The revelation that impeccably dressed Charlie comes from a one gas station town completely upends her assumptions. Despite initial antagonism, a different chemistry develops between them. Charlie warns her against dating a local from her list, telling her, "Someone like you in shoes like that could never be happy here." Their verbal sparring crackles with wit and sexual tension, culminating when Charlie pulls her against him for a passionate kiss. What makes their relationship compelling is their mutual recognition. Both are ambitious professionals who value books and have made sacrifices for family. Their connection isn't about changing each other, but appreciating a kindred spirit exactly as they are. As Nora spends more time in Sunshine Falls, memories of past relationships resurface. After her mother's death, she juggled multiple jobs to support herself and Libby, establishing strict dating rules, dinner-only first dates, chosen for the free meal, and a firm no-second-dates policy to avoid emotional attachment. The turning point came when her boyfriend Jakob moved to Wyoming for a writing residency. Despite her fear of rural areas, Nora visited him but suffered severe panic attacks. He eventually left her for a cowgirl wife who was everything Nora wasn't, carefree, outdoorsy, and content with small-town life. A pattern emerged, being left for women who represented simpler lifestyles. Each rejection reinforced her belief that she was unlovable, too ambitious, and sharp-edged for lasting romance. Through their conversations, Charlie helps her realize her ex's choices reflected their limitations, not her inadequacies. When she admits fearing she's too difficult to love, Charlie insists she's not cold, but someone who cares deeply and commits fully to everything she does. As the vacation progresses, tensions rise when Nora discovers Libby has contacted a divorce lawyer. Meanwhile, Libby throws herself into planning a Blue Moon Ball fundraiser for Charlie's family's struggling bookstore. When Libby collapses and is rushed to the hospital, the scare, though just anemia, forces both sisters to confront their relationship patterns. Libby points out that their mother treated Nora like an adult partner rather than a child, and that Nora needs to stop fixing everything and just be a sister. After this breakthrough, Libby blindfolds Nora and reveals the devastating truth. Brendan got a job in Asheville, and they've already bought a house in Sunshine Falls. The entire vacation and checklist were Libby's goodbye plan, or rather, her attempt to convince Nora to move with them. This revelation forces Nora to confront her deepest fear, being left behind by the person she loves most. When she breaks down in Charlie's arms, confessing, "I'm going to be alone," he promises she's not alone and won't be. As Nora's vacation ends, she faces tough choices. Charlie reveals he's staying in Sunshine Falls to help with the family bookstore since his sister eloped in Italy. Despite this, he's recommended Nora for his dream editor position at Loggia Publishing. Knowing their relationship must end, they spend one final night together, with Charlie affirming she's perfect as she is. After reconciling with Libby, Nora returns to New York while her sister's family relocates to Sunshine Falls. On December 12th, Nora's annual day off to honor her mother's birthday at Freeman Books, Charlie surprises her. He explains that Libby, Sally, and Clint created a 12 Steps to Reunite Soulmates presentation that convinced him to come. His parents insisted he prioritize happiness, with Libby taking over Good Books. Charlie proposes moving back to New York and finding another editing job while Nora continues at Loggia. He promises they can be city people together, where he can love her completely and she can have it fucking all. At its core, Book Lovers celebrates those who find meaning through stories. Books aren't just decoration. They're integral to how characters understand themselves. Nora became a literary agent because books were her sanctuary after her mother's death, while Charlie's love of disassembling and reassembling things made him a natural editor. Their shared passion forms their relationship's foundation. The novel explores how stories shape our expectations of life and love. Nora recognizes romance tropes because she's lived on the wrong side of them. By making characters aware of these narratives, we're invited to think critically about the stories we tell ourselves. This novel delivers a satisfying romance while challenging genre conventions, reminding us that ambitious women deserve love stories too, and that the most romantic gesture isn't changing for someone, it's finding someone who loves you exactly as you are. For those who never fit the protagonist mold, this story offers a different happily ever after, remaining gloriously, unapologetically yourself.